91.3 WUKY presents Saving Stories with Dr. Doug Boyd of the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries, featuring interviews from the collection. And here's your host, Alan Lytle.
Doug, welcome.
It's good to be here.
Lexington is about to turn 250 years old in the year 2025, and we're going to be featuring an awful lot of Lexington voices. And let's start with one today.
A great person to start with is Isabel Yates. Although she's not originally from Lexington, Yates moved to Lexington in 1963. She was a teacher, but she was also co-owner of a local tour business here in Lexington, where she became very knowledgeable about the community, local history, Lexington as a destination, very passionate about this place. Yates was always very involved in the community, participating in civic groups and volunteering.
And a couple of those pet projects of hers, McConnell Springs and restoration of the Kentucky Theater.
Indeed. The Nunn Center interviewed Isabel Yates in 1996 for a project interviewing members of Lexington Fayette Urban County local government, because in 1991, in her mid-60s, Yates decided to run for city council. She was elected and served the 4th District, and then from 1998 to 2002, she was the first woman to serve as vice mayor. At this moment in the interview, the interviewer asked her how she first became involved in city politics.
I know a lot of people in town because I've been a community volunteer, and I like volunteer work because you get in it and you can stay in it as long as you want to, but you can get out if you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. And so it was very rewarding type experiences for me. But at one point in my life, the incumbent in my district was not running, and Pam Miller, who's not mayor at that time, but Pam called me about it, and Fernita Wallace called me, and they said, "Isabel, I think you would be good at this, and I think you would enjoy it, and why don't you put your name in?" And I said, I wouldn't think of such a thing. I've never thought that I would like to be in politics. But since I felt that this was a real challenge, I decided to try to do it. So it was a lot of fun. It took me about a year, I would say, to really catch on. I think people do not realize that local government is pretty complex.
In this next clip, Isabel Yates talks about Lexington and smart growth, an issue that is relevant even today, almost 30 years after this interview was conducted.
We want to preserve our green space, our horse farms, that are outside the urban service area. If we don't, that land will be gone forever. And I want to preserve what makes Lexington unique. And if we don't, we will be just like Dayton, Ohio, or whatever. So we need to put every effort into planning growth, but preserving that which needs to be preserved.
And in this last clip, Isabel Yates talks about the push-pull aspects of progress versus preservation.
Am I hedging? I do.
We don't expect politicians.
Oh my! I feel that development's had its own way, and the council has allowed that, planning commission has allowed that. But I think we're going to look at things a little bit more carefully now. I think it's because, too, the whole community is saying we do not want to lose our unique features, what makes us special, and we're not for growth just for growth's sake. However, on the other hand, I don't think a community can say we don't want any growth. We want zero growth. We would die on the vine, and I don't think that's correct. I certainly am not in favor of that. I'm just in favor of trying to plan it as well as we can.
As a matter of fact, Isabel Yates celebrated her 100th birthday back in October.
And as we mentioned, Lexington turns 250 next year, and we will be featuring an awful lot of that on Saving Stories. Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries, thanks for joining us again today.
Thanks for having me.
Saving Stories is a collaboration between the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries and 91.3 WUKY. There's more episodes and show links on the podcast page at wuky.org.